interesting start.
Yes, at least.
It took us all three sets of D to one rotation through. So I said I felt like Vince Lombardi in his famous quote, "What the hell's going on out here?" But you know what? Eric was good early. He was aggressive. You know, something we talked about this year, he hasn't had to win as many games or hadn't yet. And that was a game he gave us an opportunity because of, you know, I don't know if we forgot the game started at 4:05 or what. But he made some critical saves there and allowed us to settle in. And we knew it was the type of game it was going to be. And we had to stay patient. Scoring first against Bemidji is important. Eric allowed us to do that. And then really happy. Romanko's line, I thought, played really well all weekend long and rewarded with another big goal, that second goal. When you're in games like this, sometimes when you're fighting it, are huge goals, because if you do make a mistake that they capitalize on, you have a little bit of a cushion.
In the defensive zone tonight, there were a lot of turnovers. What really went into the play in the
we just struggled. I mean, uncharacteristic. You know, sometimes you have a couple guys, but you know, it went a little bit deeper than that. But you gotta. Sometimes you have to grind out games too. And tonight we had to grind out a win. And happy. You know, I told our guys before the game that, you know, we've played the first place team in Hockey East this year, the first place team in the ECAC, the first place team in the NCHC, and now we're going to play the first place team in the WCHA. So we talked about we've had a good non-conference opponent, and you know, to try to, you know, see if we could win, you know, against that four games. We ended up 2-1-1, and you know, even though we were disappointed not to win last night, but you know, we played against a good team, and I said games like that will make us better in the long run, and they will. Now we have to, you know, go back to work. We're back in the Big Ten. We did much better in our conference this year against a good quality slate of teams, and we feel a whole lot better about that, and, you know, puts us in a much better position.
What did you guys get out of this weekend as a whole?
Well, I think that the level that you have to play at on a consistent basis, I thought that Eric did a good, you know, pretty good job this weekend, and that's going to be critical for us. We still have to, you know, figure out, you know, which groupings that we're going to play with now since we lost Tom. I've seen some things. You know, I really want to give Maroney an opportunity. I felt bad I didn't get him in this weekend, but, you know, with his speed and, you know, he brings an element. So, he needs to play next weekend. It was good for Cammy to score an important goal for us. So power play came through this weekend with some goals. You know, we found a way to grind out a win tonight. And you got to be able to do that.
Norman's goal came off a couple of heavy plays by Ryan and Darian to protect the pocket. Yeah. Is that important for this team?
We're not the biggest group up front. And, you know, I pulled that line aside, you know, on Thursday and just talked about the importance of how they have to play. And, you know, now Normie's got a goal each of the last two weekends. We need him to he's got some scoring touch. And it takes a pressure off, you know, instead of the same six forward scoring every night that, you know, somebody else can, you know, score an important goal like tonight. You know, Cammy had his second of the year, and Norman had his third of the year, and that helps.
You mentioned Camerata. What has gone into his confidence after becoming more of a staple in the lineup so far this year?
Well, it's, you know, I always tell kids, I mean, I don't determine who plays, they do, based on how they play. And, you know, it hasn't been an easy year for him at times, but once we lost Tommy, we need his skill. And so we put him with some skilled players, and Vinny and Leon, and you know, I think they've played pretty well together. So, you know, hopefully that'll continue.
With the Clueless line maybe having a quieter weekend than normal, mm-hmm. It seemed like the depth of your team really came through this weekend.
Well, that and that's important. That, you know, when Romanko's line scores a big goal, or Camerata gets a second goal, and, you know, Leon had a goal tonight, and some different guys. I mean, you're not going to have the same guys score every night, but, you know, can other guys come step forward? And, you know, that's the things that's hurt us at times. Just in this tournament, we haven't scored at all. I mean, you score one or two goals, it's hard to win. Although tonight we felt that two might have to do it. So it's good for us. We needed the win. You know, you lose against a really good team like UMD, and you got to be able to bounce back. And it took us a while to maybe emotionally get checked in, but we were able to do it, and I thought that was a really important win, and, you know, we kind of gutted it out tonight. Now we're back into the Big Ten for the rest of the season.
All good?
Yep, thank you.
Okay. Thanks.